You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Mr. James Taylor, singing.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Tremendous CD. James Taylor at Christmas. Pick it up at your local record store. Are we allowed to say record store anymore? At your local 8-track store. Man, those things were just a hopeless cause, weren't they, 8-tracks? Ted DiBiase has held many wrestling titles over his expansive career of 20-plus years, including the World Championship title. And he's, of course, authored a book about his life entitled Every Man Has His Price. Ted is a full-time evangelist, which I sort of, I choke at a little bit that phrase because he does not match the typical bad haircut, bad suit, bad approach, to be quite honest. Kind of stereotypical thing of an evangelist. Brilliant motivational speaker. He's the genuine deal, folks. Mr. Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, joins us to start off our all-star lineup on the Drew Marshall Show Christmas Spectacular. Ted, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Drew. Love talking to you, man, and appreciate you having me on again so soon.
I know, it's just like a bad rash, really, isn't it?
Can't get rid of it, right?
You just don't go away, dude. No, listen, this hour is mine, man. I have asked some of my most favorite guests from 2006 to participate in today's Christmas special, and you're at the top of the list, big guy. I've met enough cheesy Jesus people over my years that when I meet somebody as refreshing as you, I kind of stick to you like glue.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, I really appreciate that, brother. I really do.
So what's going on now? Where are you at? You're at home, are you?
I'm at home with the family, man. I am. You know, I tell you what, I'm taking a break in the action here. You know, everybody that remembers me as the Million Dollar Man, they remember that I had this manservant, this bodyguard named Virgil, who would open doors for me, carry my bags and all stuff. Of course, that was all on TV, and that was all for the show. But I tell everybody, I said, around this house, I'm Virgil. I am a servant husband, and gladly so. And to, you know, this close to, we're having a bunch of folks over tomorrow, including a pastor friend of mine after his evening service, his Christmas service, and so we're preparing things. We're doing all kinds of goodies, and I'm doing this big honeydew list. And I've been up since about dawn, just cracking it. She's cracking the whip, and I'm going wherever she tells me to.
Listen, is your wife's love language, is her primary love language acts of service by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, like you're in, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is some big-time suck-up stuff going on here.
Yeah. And my wife is that way. She's one of those people. I have to tell her all the time. I said, honey, I said, you can't do everything for everybody. I mean, she's always going out of her way to help others, and I love her for it.
Good for you. Hey, listen, starting January 7th up in this neck of the woods, Ted, Good News Sports is going to be airing every Sunday afternoon at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and rebroadcast Saturdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CTS TV. And the reason I bring that up is because that's where you and I first met, man. We were doing the edge on Good News Sports with the big unit, Glenn Allen.
Absolutely, and looking forward to that. You know, I know I got a message from Glenn saying that they were going to do a big kickoff up there. I wish I could make it for that, but I don't think I'm going to be able to be there.
That's all right. I'll.
You'll eat my share, right?
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, you know that's happening. So listen, what's Christmas like around the house? Sir? Do you have any sort of traditions?
Well, we primarily gather with friends and family on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas morning. We usually wait for Christmas morning and before we do the present thing. But first and foremost, we get the Bible out and we read the Christmas story.
Yeah.
And I pick one of my boys to do that. You know, and just focus and pray for the moment to remember what the day is all about. I mean, that's the best way to start the day, and it's the only way to start the day, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And remember the reason for the season, and then we usually go down to Grandma's house in the country. My mother and father-in-law live on about 90 acres down in a little place called Crystal Springs, Mississippi.
Ooh-wee.
And you know what? They still, but they do wear shoes now. They wear shoes and they drive cars and they're not on horseback and all
it's,
that stuff.
But, see, it's hard to climb those trees to kill those possums without shoes, you know. So
we go down there and we hang out with Grandma and Grandpa and spend the afternoon and eat real good.
Ted, what are chitlins?
You know what? As long as I've lived in Mississippi, which is about 22 years now, I'm not sure. I think chitlins is like intestine.
Isn't that special?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Chitlins, and I'm trying to think, remember that television show Alice where the girl Flo Mel was the cook and stuff and grits was something that came out. What are grits?
Grits. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I've had grits and grits are grits, man. I
mean, thanks for clearing that up.
It's kind of like I want to say an oatmeal, kind of like a porridge type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, I wasn't raised in the Deep South, but I can remember the first time I drove through Alabama, I stopped at a place. They're all over here now. They're called Waffle House.
Yeah.
And great for breakfast. And I ordered like sausage and eggs. Well, everywhere else I've ever ordered sausage and eggs, it comes with toast and hash brown potatoes. And so they put this down in front of me, Drew, and they got this pile of goo over here in the corner. And I looked at that and I said, what is that? And this woman looked at me like I was from Mars. She said, what's that? She said, them's grits.
Oh, no way. Nice.
And I said, well, and she says, honey, she says, you put a little butter in there and a little sugar and mix it up and you'll like it.
Nice.
And she was right.
Nice. See, now, after we're finished with you, Ted, we're going to give a phone call to Ruth Graham. And she's also from the South as well.
Awesome.
Daughter of Billy and Ruth Graham.
Yes.
And I'll ask her about grits.
Oh, yeah. She'll
chitlins.
Know what grits is.
Yeah, grits.
North Carolina? Absolutely.
Grits, chitlins, and collard greens. Those are the three things.
And I've had collard greens now.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to put a little Tabasco on them.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? I
draw the line there, man. I haven't had any possum, though, man. I'm not going to eat that stuff.
No, thanks. No, thanks, buddy. A little roadkill action going on. Speaking of that, Jeff Foxworthy's coming to Casino Rama in January. You got to get up and see him. Or January, February, anyway.
Would love to.
Yeah. What's the thing? Chances are, you're a redneck if your family tree don't branch. I like that one, man. That's a good thing.
God.
Folks, we're talking to Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man from the wrestling world. What's your best childhood Christmas memory?
Oh, gosh. Best childhood Christmas memory. It goes way back to when I was, I'm talking like 4 or 5. You can't hardly remember too many things from back then. I was living with my grandparents. This was about the time that my mother and Mike DiBiase, who was actually my stepfather, it was just before they got married. They were on the road. My dad my soon-to-be dad was wrestling. And I was, it was Christmas time. And I had this little dog. I had this dog, and it was just a mutt. I called him Curly. And I lived in this little bitty town, and I'd go to school every day for half a day, and I'd come around the corner. I'd be 2 blocks away, and I'd whistle, and that dog would come tearing around the corner, and that dog followed me everywhere. And Curly got lost. For 3 weeks, we couldn't find this dog, and I can remember sitting on the back of the back porch on Christmas Eve at my grandmother's house and praying, God, I want Curly. I don't care about anything else this Christmas. I want Curly. And the next morning, he was on the doorstep.
No way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a cool story, man.
That's a cool story.
That's a tingly, nice, feely good story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. How about food, man? We talked about food a little bit. What's the number one Christmas food thing you like to hunker down into?
Oh, gosh, man. I don't think I can limit it to one, Drew.
Yeah, I've seen you eat. You just about put that hotel out of business with that buffet, man.
I it's like you and I talked. I went back to work for the WWE for about a year and a half, and I was released from that duty in October, right before, not too long before you and I met.
Yeah.
And I went on a 3-week liquid fast just to get back right and, get focused with God and jumping back into ministry full time, which is really my love.
Was that liquid fast sponsored by Budweiser by any chance?
No.
Just checking.
Gosh, true. I was a soup man.
Okay.
All I had was soup and water and Diet Coke and coffee for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And, but this fast ended right about Thanksgiving in the States here. And, man, I haven't stopped yet. I mean, oh my gosh. And my wife's a good cook, and but we have the traditional stuff though. I mean, we have a big ham and a turkey, yeah. and actually tomorrow on Christmas Eve with my pastor friend and his wife coming over and some other folks coming over, we're going to grill steaks and we're going to have some boiled shrimp.
Nice, yeah. Nice, a little shrimp on the Barbie. That's what we used to do in Australia.
You know, one of the things I was helping my wife do today was make divinity.
Excuse
what
me?
That is?
No, not a clue.
Okay, well, it's a candy that you get. My wife loves this stuff. I'm telling you, I thought I was in a chemistry class. it was like you gotta put so many eggs in here, and then you gotta this I can't remember, not Crisco, it's something else. It's the sugar stuff. You gotta boil this stuff, and you actually put a thermometer in it. You get it to a certain temperature, and then you pour that in with the egg mixture. And you pour about half of it in there, and then you boil it again, and you get to a higher temperature, and then you add that to that mixture. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But golly, man, what am I doing here?
That's too much work for me, dude. I'm thinking a chocolate bar might go down a little quicker.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, final question for you. Is there someone that you want to be with you this Christmas, but it's just not possible?
Gosh. You know, this time of year, I think about my lost loved ones, ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, of course. They're a lot happier where they are, and I'm sure they're not thinking about me when they got God to talk to.
Yeah.
But I miss my grandmother and my dad and my mom. You know, I always think about them at this time of year. But a loved one that is not with us this year that I would like to have here is my oldest son, who is visiting actually in Canada.
Really?
He is over in Alberta, and he's in the Calgary area. And he is a guest of Bret Hart and family because he is currently dating Bret's daughter.
Oh, man.
So he opted out to see a girl.
What is
instead
that?
Instead of coming to see mom and dad.
What is that?
I know, man. You know, it's like, that's what I said.
He is setting himself up to be henpecked for life.
I'm telling you. And I told him, I said, hey, man. I said, Bret's a good friend of mine, son, and his daughter. And I said, just tell you what, you don't mess up, man. I said, he'll kill you.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I am there with you. Listen, the reason I got you on the show, man, as I said earlier, is it's our Christmas special, and I got to choose some of my favorite guests over the year. And I just appreciate the way you do things, man. You're not a pie in the sky, airy fairy up in the clouds theologian guy I can't relate to. You're the real deal. You genuinely follow Christ. And I just wanted to thank you for that, man.
God, Drew, thank you, man. I feel the same way about you, my friend. You know, it's just there's a whole lot of Pharisees and Sadducees out there in the world, unfortunately, today, and we got a lot of crystal cathedrals and all these huge monument type church mega churches built to men.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, it's like, you know what? Sometimes if you got to have a big building, great, but you know, like, let's take some of that money that we're blowing doing things like that, and let's feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take care of the widows and the orphans.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know, so let's get real. Let's go show people the love of Jesus Christ. Show
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know how much don't care what you know until they know you care.
Exactly.
So show them that you care first, and that's what I'm trying to do anyway.
Good for you, Ted. Listen, Merry Christmas. Give my best to your wife, please, and tell her I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that she has to put up with you day in and day out.
She will thank you for that, and God bless you too, Drew. You and your family have a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Think about me on New Year's Eve, man. That's going to be my 25th wedding anniversary.
Really? Well, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations. Yeah, and you've been through it, let me tell you.
Oh boy, yeah, I'm blessed to be celebrating that anniversary.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes, sir.
All right, Merry Christmas, Ted.
God bless you, Merry Christmas.
See you, man. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Great guy. If you want to listen to the original interview we did with him just a few weeks ago now, you can go to our website, www.drewmarshall.ca, click on the listen page, and the interview's there. Lots of great interviews for you to hear.